At Limestone Correctional Facility, Shannon Barlow says men are hungry.
Today we have ate 2 pieces of white bread and 2 spoons of grit.
Men in other facilities report similar treatment. People incarcerated in Alabama's prisons normally cook in the kitchen, clean laundry, and do maintenance work. While they get paid for some jobs, they don't get paid for these. Barlow says that's one reason people have refused to work since Monday. Another reason is to protest the steep decline in parole rates over the past few years.
There's no hope. There's no promise of a future. And we're the ones, basically, that has been holding this ceiling up over our own head all these years. And we're just waking up to the fact that this is wrong.
On Tuesday, officials with the Alabama Department of Corrections said security measures have been deployed and critical services, including meals, continue. Mary Scott Hodgin, WBHM.
Imagine getting a hug from your parents for the first time in more than a decade. That's the gift an immigrants' rights group is helping to give dozens of families in Alabama who haven't been able to return to Mexico for a visit and whose parents haven't been able to visit them. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgin has the story.
Dozens of people crowd into an event space in Alabaster.
Ensalada, sopa.
They set out homemade dishes like salads, a Mexican soup called pozole, cakes with fresh fruit. They decorate tables with balloons and flowers. It's all for their parents, who are on the way from Mexico via the Atlanta airport.
Here we are waiting for them. It's very emotional.
That's Maria de Rocio Rodriguez Telles. She left home in Michoacan, Mexico, 25 years ago, and hasn't been able to return. Until recently, Rodriguez was undocumented, like many people in the group. So visiting family in Mexico meant risking not being able to get back into this country. Rodriguez now has a pending immigration case, but she still doesn't have permission to leave and re-enter the U.S.
You know, the desire to come here and having to come here for a better future, but you sacrifice a lot.
A bus pulls up to the event space. It's the parents. Many have traveled all day and night. I step inside and ask how the trip was.
Muy bien, muy bien, muy bien, todo bien.
They say it was great. They're tired, but very happy.
Sí se pudo.
Rodriguez's parents sit towards the back. Her mom, Elitania Telles Maldonado, says the trip from their small town in Michoacan was an adventure.
Yes, because it's the first time we've flown.
Telles says she's tried to get a tourist visa 3 times to visit her daughter and was always denied. She doesn't know why. That's not uncommon, according to Monica Black. She's with the Alabama Coalition for Immigrant Justice. Dr. Sarah Nafziger with UAB Hospital says her biggest concern for the World Games is the heat.
I don't know about you, but I have been in a continual state of inelegance lately. Anytime you walk outside, it's really hot.
Cooling stations will be available across venues. There will also be medical tents staffed by local hospitals and nursing schools. Nafziger says they're prepared to transport patients to hospitals for more serious injuries. But the goal is to keep people at the games and care for them on site.
We're setting all this up in an effort to hopefully not overload the local system of emergency departments and urgent cares.
There are no pandemic restrictions at the games, but officials encourage people to wear masks indoors and get vaccinated. Mary Scott Hodgin, WBHM.
WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgin took a trip for this first story in our new series, Outdoor Connections.
The entrance to Sauta Cave sits right off Highway 72 in Scottsboro.
Oh, this is where we park.
My husband and I drove up Labor Day weekend, hoping to catch one of the last bat shows of the summer. We arrived about half an hour before sunset, along with about a dozen other people. We all walk down a short path into the woods and arrive at a viewing platform that faces the cave. Valerie Hollingsworth traveled here with her family from Trussville.
I love to do anything that has to do with the outdoors and weird Alabama stuff that you can't find anywhere else.
Hollingsworth and her 10-year-old daughter, Ruby, take in the scene while waiting on the bats to emerge.
Oh, it's great. You can hear the tree frogs
and
the sun's
like
going down.
Bat
poop.
There's a little smell, but it's very, that you can feel the air as soon as you get close to the cave. It's about 20 degrees cooler.
And the cave is really big.
They're right. It's cool and it's big. And that's why gray bats really like Sauta Cave. Anywhere from 200 to 500,000 bats spend their summers roosting inside, clinging to the walls and the ceiling. At night, they come out to feast on it.